Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. On Friday, I talked with Pat Fridgen of the North Dakota Water Commission about the reactivation of the Drought Disaster Livestock Water Program. Yesterday, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum and Ag Commissioner Doug Goring announced basically on Thursday that the State Water Commission has reactivated the Drought Disaster Livestock Water Supply Project Assistance Program. And to find out more about that, and part of the reason why it was declared, by the way, is the state of North Dakota declared a statewide drought disaster, element here. So we're going to find out some more about that with the division director of the North Dakota Water Commission, Pat Fridgen. And Pat, I'm also going to ask, maybe as a favor, can we get an acronym for this program? It's a really long sentence.
We don't actually have an acronym. It is quite a mouthful. So you can just maybe call it the Drought Disaster Livestock Assistance Program. That's a little bit easier.
Gotcha. Well, let's start right at the top, Pat. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we were kind of talking about it, this program, and it's been in existence before, because obviously we talked about the fact that it's going to be reactivated. Maybe just remind folks what exactly this program is all about.
Sure, Eric. The purpose of this program is to provide cost share assistance to livestock producers who are currently being affected by the ongoing drought conditions across the state, and it's for those producers who are interested in developing more drought-resilient water supplies for their livestock operations. And so the type of projects we're talking about that would be eligible under this program are things like new water wells, rural water system connections, new pipeline extensions, pasture taps, associated works, those types of things that are much more drought-resilient for the long term.
Let's talk about the program real quick, just as a general. When was this program first run, and has it been used several times or just a few times in the past?
This program was previously, most recently activated in 2017, and it ran into 2019. Before that, it was reactivated in 2006. So it has been a couple of years since it's been active.
Actually, looking at one of the press releases, I saw that the program was actually originally created back in 1991, and I do believe it was pretty dry back then. What kind of conditions have to be met for this program, like weather conditions? Do we have to have a declaration from the governor with drought, or is there some other things that could happen for this program to be activated?
In order for the program to be set in motion, we need a drought disaster declaration from the governor. And as you mentioned, that was issued yesterday. And then after the declaration gets issued, then the Water Commission sets a start and end date for this program. And so yesterday at their meeting, the Water Commission voted to reactivate the program, so it's effective April 8th. And then at that time, they also approved a little over $550,000 in support of the program.
Who is exactly eligible for the program to apply for money, and do you have to have some sort of project in mind to apply?
So in terms of eligible counties, the threshold that we use under this program is it's the D3 or extreme drought conditions that are identified as part of the National Drought Monitor. And so right now under the current map, we have about 70% of the state that is currently affected by that D3 or extreme drought conditions. And so for the purposes of the program, we allow for those counties that are affected by the D3 extreme drought and those adjacent counties. And so right now, the only counties that are not eligible under the program are Trail, Cass, Richland, and Sargent down in the southeast. Otherwise, every county in the state right now is currently eligible under this program.
If anybody wants to find out eligibility or more of the program, details with this, is there a website we could send them to?
Yes. If they go to the Water Commission website at swc.nd.gov, they'll see some information right there on our homepage about the Drought Disaster Livestock Program. And then from there, they can click on a link, and they can either submit their application online to us, or they can fill it out and email it online, or they can print it out and mail it to us.
When you go through that application process, I just want to make sure we're clear on this. Do you have to have a plan in place, like I need a well, I need this, or can it be somewhat generalized when you're requesting money?
Yeah, so when they submit their application, we ask for the type of project that they are wanting to pursue. So if it's a well or a rural water connection, for example, we do ask that they provide that. We also ask that they provide a cost estimate because our approval is based on that cost estimate. And so in terms of what producers can receive under the program, they can get up to 50% of eligible costs reimbursed through this program, but no more than $4,500 per project. And then each producer can basically pursue up to three projects under this program.
Again, the name of the project is the Drought Disaster Livestock Water Supply Project Assistance Program, and you can find out more information at the North Dakota Water Commission website. This is Inside Agriculture.